Remember now, we are recollecting the highlights of one radio evening, specifically March the 4th, 1938. Had you picked up the evening paper that night, you would have read headlines like these. Soviets continue purge of former leaders. Glenn Cunningham runs fastest mile in history. Britain resumes parleys in Berlin as she woos Italy. But the subject closest to everyone's heart that night was the weather, because for five successive days, rain had fallen on the West Coast, and the headlines read, 144 dead or missing in Pacific floods, 20,000 homeless, Los Angeles and wide area isolated. So NBC brought you this special broadcast.
The National Broadcasting Company at this time will attempt to bring you another of its special programs in connection with the current disastrous flood conditions in Southern California. 4 hours ago, an United Airlines Skylounge plane took off from San Francisco with a special shortwave transmitter installed aboard. Come in, broadcast plane flying somewhere over Los Angeles.
And this is Ben Gage speaking to you from the 14-passenger United Airlines Skylounge as we're flying at 10,000 feet at a speed of 180 miles an hour over the western portion of Los Angeles. After 5 days of rain, the clouds have cleared away, and a strong wind descending all the rain far away, and it's very nice to see the sun. The storm really ended yesterday, and today, all over Southern California, the people are beginning to dig themselves out of the mud. Santa Ana, Fullerton, Anaheim, Riverside, San Bernardino, the mountain resorts of the Lake Arrowhead and Mount Baldy regions also felt the buffeting of wind, water, torrential streams, rolling boulders, falling trees, washed out bridges, undermined roads, ruined buildings, and all the other havoc that characterized this tempestuous three-day period. From the various mountain ranges that wall Los Angeles to the north, millions of second feet and thousands of tons of seething silt and rock-laden water have rolled down through usually dry gulches, washed out houses and streets, and torn orange groves to pieces. I'm looking down here on Cuctahunga, and there isn't a road leading to it anywhere. We're here about 8,000 feet over the mountains, and I look down there and see the poor cars on the highway. They get to a certain point, and they come to a bridge, and they get stalled, and they don't know what to do, like a bunch of little insects running around. They have to turn around and start all over again. And we're flying out over the ocean, and the ocean for a good mile out, all along the beach at Long Beach and San Pedro and Venice, is a very murky brown from all of the water that has come down from the mountains.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we've been trying to give you a brief recapitulation of what has been happening in the flooded area of Southern California.
I just want to remind you, quickly, particularly if you tuned in after we started, that what you've just heard has nothing to do with anything happening right now. This is all a part of our Recollections at 30, a weekly series saluting NBC's 30 years of broadcasting. And this particular evening, we are reproducing in capsule form the NBC radio broadcasts of March the 4th, 1938.